271-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Loop one bunny ear around the other, and now your shoe's tied.
Always wash your hands after going potty.
Ew, buddy, you can't eat things that fell on the ground.
So always remember, lefty loosey, righty tighty.
And you take another graham cracker, and you squish it all together, and that's how you make s'mores.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
When'd you learn how to drive, you moron?
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For a few quick pointers, visit actagainstviolence.org or call 877-ACT-WISE for a free brochure.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow.
Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, the American Psychological Association, and the Ad Council.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. One to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events, volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I discuss? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I discuss?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say,
say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Ideas.
For my business, I want a bank with solutions.
That business bank is Heartland Bank, with innovative products and services and a knowledgeable staff to provide solutions.
I want a business bank that listens.
I want a business bank that responds.
That's Heartland, offering personal one-on-one attention with the responsiveness today's business world demands. Heartland means business. So call Heartland Bank today at 314-512-8888 to start your new business banking relationship. Heartland Bank is FDIC insured, equal housing lender.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Words on Purpose presents renowned poet David Kluel and acclaimed fiction writer Valerie Vogren reading from their works at the Black Bear Gallery on Cherokee. The reading takes place on Saturday at 4 p.m. to benefit Raven, a nonprofit agency dedicated to addressing relationship and family violence. To find out more about Raven, call 314-367-3200. For more about the reading, call 314-725-9362. Something for you from AM 920.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion, Wind, String, and Guitar Ensembles, and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Understand, this is for all of my ancestors who were raped, who were killed, and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me, and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, we are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, is what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join Bush. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margins of the black vote. So, in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? And we want to show them that never again will they ever disrespect the black community. We must make them afraid to do evil to us and think they can get away with it. We must be prepared to help them if they're with us, or to punish them if they're against us. And when they're against us, I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about an agenda that's in the best interest of the black, the poor, and the vulnerable in this society.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My goodness gracious, we have a great show ahead of you, in front of you, all for you. Yes, we do this morning. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have a discussion about all of those dropping housing, or those the drop in the housing market. People aren't able to sell their houses like they used to. What's up with the housing market? What are the ramifications of this market slump? Did you all know? I'm getting ahead of myself. Did you all know that the consumer index fell drastically last month? And what do you suppose the reason for that is or was? What do you suppose it was? Let's think, let's think, let's think, let's think. Could it be the fact that gas is $3 a gallon? Do you think? And you know what is interesting to me? You know what is interesting to me? You know what is interesting to me? They snuck this $3 gasoline up, and people have not been losing their minds as verbally about it as they did the last time it got up to $3 a gallon. But you know what's different now, too? There isn't a place that, I mean, they've got the rhythm of this thing down. I mean, they've got the rhythm of this thing down. It's $3 a gallon before May. Now we're going to have, what, the driving season, right? So they're going to work it, they're going to work it, they're going to work it. It's going to be $3.75 before the end of, Howard says four, okay? $3.75.
Memorial Day will be $4.
$4. And then you know when they're going to take it down? Right before Christmas. so that people will take some of that money that they were putting into their gas and put it into presents. Because remember, there's no big buying spree right now. There's no big buying spree during the summer. What, everybody lose their mind on buying presents for Memorial Day? So there's no big buying spree. They're going to get you. They're going to got you. They're going to get you bad. And folks should be losing their minds. We have a democratically controlled House and Senate, don't we? They better bring those sons of guns before them. They better bring those sons of guns before them. I want to know why. I want to know why. No, I already know. I'm just playing. I know. Because they're greedy sons of guns. They're greedy sons of guns. Gasoline is up to $3 a gallon. $4.54 Great point, Howard. I'm telling you. Do you know how much people are going to lose their minds when they have to burn up $4 a gallon gas on the high during the Highway 40 closure? People are going to be turning their cars off and pushing them. Do you know how people are going to lose their minds when they, because you never, for real, unless you were down to like that last little mile before empty, you never think about burning gas while you're idling. You never thought about that burning gas while you're idling. You're going to be tick, 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 thinking about every single nickel penny that you are losing sitting on Highway 40 waiting for the traffic to move forward. I guess maybe there was a reason why they changed our vote on this gun control thing. They wanted us to shoot each other out, get rid of us. Maybe that's population control right there. Do you know, in the middle of the summer, $4 a gallon gas sitting on the highway, burning it up into thin air. I'm not a math major, so I gotta do this way. Okay, let me see. Oh, that can't possibly be right. But it sure is. If you have a 20-gallon tank, it's going to cost you $80 to fill up your tank. $80 to fill up your tank. $80 to fill up your tank. Do you hear me? It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. And the prices are not going down. It's $3 a gallon. They're going to have to get a whole new set of numbers to put up there. $3 a gallon. Oh, we getting got good. Did you catch that? Did you understand that? Did you feel that? We getting got good. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Didn't I predict on this show, Howard? Didn't I predict on this show that Rosie O'Donnell wouldn't last a year?
Whose show?
This would be Liz Brown in the Wake Up Call. That's whose show this would be. Didn't I predict that woman couldn't stay for a year?
Whose show?
That's why Liz Brown in the Wake Up Call. I'll be back. Stay with me.
morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 40 between Broadway and Poplar Street Bridge. Road construction, right lanes closed, causing heavy volume on the eastbound side heading into downtown. From eastbound 70 through K through 79, look for slow traffic there. It's moving at speed limit, but its pockets are slow. Northbound 270 between 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for some delays around 44 Exchange. Northbound 270 around the 70 Exchange, look for slowdowns in the right lane. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road into Highway K, from Bryan Road through K, look for pockets of slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge through Clarkson Valley, look for some slowdowns. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255, 270, look for some delays. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some slowdowns as well. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some delays as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. At both this morning and afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. This evening, cloudy, chance of showers, low around 50. For Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy in the evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 50s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 60 degrees, cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where? At Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion Wind String and Guitar Ensembles and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word they say.
Don't let go of my hands. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have great business to tend to. I'm going to play you a clip of something that was played on the Rush Limbaugh's show. And I'm going to ask you to listen to it. I'm going to ask you to listen to it. And I want you to reflect upon where what's happening here. We have some angry, drug-addled white men, because Imus was a drug-addled white man. He used to get high and do his show like Rush. They're all part of the white male junkie radio club. And for some, they take their drugs because it makes them feel empowered, like they are somebody. But at their core, they're nasty little boys, nasty little boys that do racist and bad things and think that they should be able to get away with it. It must have come as a shocker. It must have rocked the world of these drug-addled men that one of their own would lose their gig for doing something as natural as falling off a log, calling an African person out their name. They are entitled to carry on the legacy, the history of trying to keep African people in their place. Either we're going to pass laws to do it, we're going to engage in systematic behavior to do it. I ain't hiring no black people. That's carrying on the legacy. And we must also be able to engage in that language that keeps people of African descent in that place. Abraham Lincoln said it. Y'all want to talk about how he freed the enslaved people. He said, I am of the opinion if there is to be a superior and inferior race, I am of the opinion that the superior race are white people. What would that mean for people of African descent? That people of African descent are inferior people. There is a legacy that continues to exist throughout this day. So I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this racist vomit that was spewed out on the air from Rush Limbaugh. And I want you to understand that these are the flailings of an angry white racist that is mad that one of his own drug-addled, junkie, coward, racist man like him, like Imus, lost his job doing the most natural of things, attacking African people. How you lose your job over that stuff? Those are the thoughts that go through his drug-addled mind. And I also want you to understand the targets. This is a calculated effort. They sat down, got high, and thought this out. Okay. We're not going to go after black women that we don't know the names of. We're going to go after black men that we do know the names of. We should be able to call them the N-word. That should be all right. We're going to push it. And we want you all to know that, we gonna call you out your name. We gonna call you out your name. Listen to this vomit, this racial vomit.
Here we go. This is Paul Shanklin as Al Sharpton about Barack Obama.
Barack, the magic Negro, news in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's black but not authentic. Me, Barack, the magic Negro, lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's black but not authentically. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, a white interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the magic Negro in, cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. And I won't get justice. This is about justice. This ain't about me. It's about justice. It's about buffet. I'm not having no buffets. There's never gonna be any church contribution. And there ain't no cash in the collection plate. There ain't gonna be no cash money, no walking around money, no falling money. Now he's not gonna come in here and say that he's authentic, that he's been in the street, in the struggle with the rest of us. Down here where all of us struggle, this is crazy. I'm not gonna have nothing.
I want you to feel the racism of that. Now, there are some of you out there, you ain't gonna call me and say it. There are some of you out there that will make an argument that's humor. Is it? Is it? There are people that would argue that those racist minstrel shows were funny too. We have a white guy racistly attacking black people with the tone, the timber, what black people of African descent sound like to racist white people. And think of all the slanders and the slurs that took place in that commentary. And think of their attempt as they were sitting around getting high. How they plotted this thing out. We'll attack Al Sharpton because he's fair game. We can attack black people by attacking Al Sharpton and say that it's just about Al Sharpton. Get over it. We can attack black people. We can attack black people by attacking Barack Obama. Get over it. They out there in the public. Understand where these racist, drug-addled men are attempting to take us to. Now, you can't slander somebody that's a public figure. Okay? Oh, you can't defame somebody that's a public figure. So now that's why it is so critical that we understand that the N-word is a hate crime. So racism is okay. It's okay for me to attack you racially because you're a public figure. The heck it is. The heck it is. Oh, it's on. Oh, it's on. My name is Liz Brown. You need to stay with me. I'll be back after this break.
Previously on this Lone Ranger program.
I will tell you the advice that a wise woman once gave to me for women looking for a good man. First, you find a dependable, hardworking man who's helpful around the house. Second, you find a loving man who will spoil you and take care of you and never lie to you. And third, you find a thoughtful man who can make you laugh. And most important of all, you make sure these three men never meet each other.
Oh, that's great.
The Lone Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed are you going to go? The only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis, right there at Union and Natural Bridge. A great sale, 20% off all Sears Kenmore appliances. And because it's in the city of St. Louis, we have a little extra something-something for you. This weekend, when the sale starts this weekend, you know what? There's going to be barbecue in the parking lot for you. There will be a church fundraiser taking place in the parking lot. Good eats, good deals, Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tell them I told you to.
Hello, I'm Minister Glenn Rogers, host of Radio UFO, Uncommon Facts and Observations. On my show, I've had some wonderful guests, like Dennis Balthaser, the coordinator of the 60th anniversary of the Roswell incident, Felix Clairvoyant, a priest with the Raelium Movement, an organization that believes that mankind was made from a higher civilization of mankind, and William Bill Burns, editor of UFO Magazine. Tune in for more Radio UFO every Tuesday and Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. on AM 920. WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area.
Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rah rah, but we got to keep your head up.
I'll keep your head up.
Prison of death will come. And even when the darkness shall come,
keep your head up. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Zenobia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Liz. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, you know, you get your own target a heck of a lot of times. I heard that, and I was stunned. I said, he's talking about, I could not believe what I was hearing. And maybe I thought it was just me, you know. I said, well, maybe I'm over. I said, no, that's racist. Racist to the core. And I am happy that you brought that out. I mean, you know, you just felt like the Lone Ranger, you know. I was sitting in the office, and I said, what is this? Absolutely unbelievable, Liz.
Yeah, it is.
Unbelievable. But I'm so glad that you brought it out and exposed it to many others, you know. So you just stay on the target of things. But since I got you, if I can just put a plug in for this weekend for the Herschel Walker 15th Annual Awards Breakfast will take place Saturday morning at 9:30 at 1717 Broadway, and that the keynote speaker, Gerald Horn, will also be doing a book signing at Legacy tomorrow, which is Friday, at 7 p.m. He is from St. Louis, and he's authored over 18 books. He's a historian, a professor, and an attorney, and I'm sure that those that come out to the book signing at Legacy will have a very enjoyable evening of deep discussion.
Excellent.
And intellectual on the intellectual avenue. So if anybody need any further information, please call 772-7732, and I look forward to seeing all my friends in the struggle and in the movement at the book signing and at the Herschel Walker 15th Annual Awards Breakfast.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zenobia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Bob.
Liz.
Yes.
All I got to say is, yeah, I'm out here doing my morning walk. My mouth hung down. I cannot believe that. Liz, I got two things to say. One is, that reminded me back when they used to hang slaves, and they had the sheets on and their torches, and they were downtown at the courthouse selling the slaves, and that kind of music would be playing. Liz, I cannot believe what I just heard in 2007.
Yeah.
I do not believe what I just heard.
Yes.
That is so, wow.
Yep.
God, I can't believe. Liz, okay, now you know what? I'm just shocked a little bit. Liz, now, How can you get away with that?
I guess it's the same thing. People have
wow.
to people understand what is going on out here. People have to respond to this. This is outrageous.
I'm a little for Barack to hear that. To hear what he probably say, well, it's just talking like about because there's a lot of, he's thinking a lot of people are gonna vote for him, but he'll be shocked if you know how many people felt like that recording that you just played. Listen, number two is, what makes the people think that last night on American Idol, just because they showed New Orleans and they showed over in Africa, that they're going to give us money? Now, you know, the wife and I thought about it, and we said all the money that they stole the first time that we gave, you know, we didn't give much, we only gave 500, but still, the money was unaccounted for, millions of dollars. So what made them think last night they'll come on American Idol and ask for more money? Liz, the only thing they use that money for is Bush needs more money now to fund the war. They'll get the money, then they'll say, oops, we're going to take care of you guys first, but we got to take care of our soldiers. It's all a ploy, Liz.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
FEMA awarded $3.6 billion worth of Hurricane Katrina contracts to companies with poor credit histories, bad paperwork, and more. I mean, remember how they put all those stories out about those poor FEMA people, or those poor Katrina people that spent their, that got a lousy $2,000 credit card? A lousy $2,000 credit card? Let's talk about $3.6 billion, billion dollars handed out to FOGs, Friends of George. 1-877-920-WGNUT.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Two things. One is that I would like to get a list of all of the advertisers who advertises on a radio station that sends us that crap, like the big station so-called in St. Louis. I know what the big station truly is. I'm listening to it right now. But for any radio station that would put that drug addict on the phone to spew out those kind of comments, joke statements for years, we need to listen to who advertises on a station and stop spending them. That's what we do. Forget Rush. Let's look at that radio station. How do you do that? How do you sleep at night putting that out there?
That's right. And it's even more, what I think is fascinating about it is that to hear that played in a city like the city of St. Louis, it's one more piece of evidence about the racism that exists in this town.
Exactly.
That station should have been unwilling to play that.
And just not that, all the things he said over the years. So, and let's not just say the advertisement that he has on his hour. Let's say the 24 hours a day, whatever you advertise, we going against you. And secondly, you said something about Rosie O'Donnell. How do you remember something like that? How could you remember that you said, Liz, that you said she went last year? How do you recall something like that? How do you remember that? Come on now. And Gonzalez can't remember what he ate for breakfast, and you can remember what you did 18 months ago? Come on, Liz, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And lastly, they were talking about how the government lowered the flag for those unfortunate individuals that was killed at Virginia Tech, but then the sergeant said, you haven't lowered the flag once for these Americans that's been killed in Iraq. So, but I don't trust your memory, Liz. Something wrong there, babe. Be good.
You know what? What a fabulous point. What a fabulous point. How many times have our flag, and again, those babies were killed. It was a tragedy. It was beyond a tragedy. We need a bigger word than that. But somebody else's baby was killed in Iraq. How many times a year have the flags been lowered for the soldiers that have given up their lives to serve this country? Renee.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Outstanding.
I was just calling about Rudy Giuliani's comments yesterday about, trying to play the politics of fear. Have you heard anything about that?
Which comments are those, Renee?
About if Democrats take the White House, then, you know, they will be on a defense like a pre-9/11 or something.
Okay.
Did you hear anything about that?
I did not. I've heard it before. I've heard it from Dick Cheney. I've heard it from Boy George. I've heard it from Tom DeLay. I've heard that. That's what they do. Those are the things that they say. If the Democrats get in, then the terrorists win.
So that's trying to play those kind of politics.
Well, why not? He's trying to get up in the numbers.
Okay, well, you have a great morning.
Take care of yourself. Mary.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that regarding what you just played from Rush Limbaugh, that wasn't the only one. I didn't hear that one. I'm not a listener of his, but I just so happened to listen to him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he played one like a rap song talking about Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and the Reverend Sharpton, and calling it justice. And you wouldn't believe the things he was saying.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, I know
what you mean.
But when these people are in office, we also have to remember that they put up smoke screens and they create situations because they're doing dirty things behind the scenes. And this is just my opinion, but I heard about this hate speech bill, number 8582, which is mainly tied into homosexuals having their rights. They want to put that out, so we just need to keep our eyes and ears open.
All right.
Spiritually and naturally to what these rascals are doing. That's all I have to say.
Thanks for your call. I'll be back with Eye on the Lou. Stay with me.
All men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The race for the White House is off to an early start, so it only stands to reason the first debate will be soon. In fact, it'll be tonight at South Carolina State University. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has a preview.
There are 8 Democrats debating here, but at this historically black college, people seem to only want to talk about 2 of them.
My favorite candidate right now is Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, because either one of those can make history.
Obama as the first African-American president, Clinton as the first female president.
I'm really juggling the two because I'm an African-American woman, and being that I am two, I can't vote 2 times.
The candidate who can appeal to a majority of African-American voters will surely have a much easier time claiming the Democratic nomination. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Orangeburg, South Carolina.
John McCain's running for president. At least he is officially in the race now. The 70-year-old Arizona Republican, a prisoner of war, was asked why he's running again.
To make things different, to make government work better, to eliminate waste, to reform Social Security, take on the hard things, not the easy things.
One reason to vote for him, McCain says, he has plenty of experience. The House passed it today. The Senate takes up a bill to fund the war in Iraq if the troops begin coming home this fall. ABC's Ann Compton has White House.
In a statement after the narrow House vote, the White House declared the timetable for withdrawal this fall is a surrender date, handcuffing U.S. generals in Iraq. The Senate is expected to pass it this afternoon, insisting the American people voted for a change of direction in the war. Might take till Monday to get the documents to the president to veto. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
There's still no claim of responsibility in a suicide car bombing that killed 10 Iraqi soldiers in the Diyala province. This, by the way, is the same part of Iraq where 9 U.S. troops were killed in an attack earlier this week. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Can you believe this fine riding mower? Her turning radius is 0. Her engine's a 20-horsepower twin-cylinder, and she's got a dual hydrostatic transmission. What do you think?
I think we came in here for a refrigerator so you can kiss her goodbye.
Ouch. That's cold.
Now you can have both. Through April 29th, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Our next life exercise, fixing copier paper jam. 4, 3, 2, 1. Grab copier part marked number 6. And pull. And pull. Grab deeply jammed paper. Lift. And tug. Press reset button quickly. And press. And press. Now kick and press and kick and press and kick. And press.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Prince Harry may not be headed to Iraq after all, and His Majesty is not too happy about it. More from ABC's Linda Alden in London.
Prince Harry was to have been deployed to Iraq in 2 weeks' time, but the Ministry of Defense is reviewing whether it's wise to send the 22-year-old troop leader into battle, endangering his life and perhaps those serving with him. Last week, 2 British soldiers died while doing the same job Harry would be expected to do. And it's also been reported that the insurgency considers him a prime target and has been circulating his photo. Prince Harry has said in the past he's not going to sit home on his backside while his men serve on the front line. And there are unconfirmed reports that Harry has said if he doesn't go, he'll quit. Linda Albin, ABC News, London.
Would you let the American Cancer Society watch you for the next 20 years to see if you'll get cancer? The organization is looking for 500,000 volunteers, and all you have to do if you want to take part is just live your life. Cancer is the second leading cause of death here in the U.S. after heart disease. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the St. Louis Public School Board has announced the closing of 5 schools. The move comes after a vote during a school board meeting last night. Board members say that low enrollment is one of the major reasons for the school closings. The facilities being closed are Euclid Montessori, Lafayette Ninth Grade Center, Webster Middle School, Ashland Elementary School, and Turner Ninth Grade Center Branch Division. Superintendent Diana Borisaw says the move will save the district nearly $2 million. A 15-month-old Kirkwood child is dead after an auto accident. A mother backing up her vehicle ran into her son Tuesday morning. The collision caused massive internal injuries, and he later died at a nearby hospital. Police are investigating the incident. They are not releasing the name of the child or the family. No charges are expected to be filed. Finally this hour, a boil order in Grafton has reached its fourth week. Mayor Richard Mosby issued the order after the discovery of bacteria at one of the city's 2 wells. Mosby says the water that goes through the water treatment plant and into the distribution system is clean and safe for most uses other than drinking. He says a pipe failure is the reason for the bacteria infiltration. Workers from a well service company have been working to remedy the problem since the boil order went into effect. The mayor says the order will be lifted after tests at the well are clean on 2 successive days. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Doherty Ferry. Look for an accident. 2 lanes are blocked. There's 2 right lanes just north of Gravois on northbound 270, and it's causing some delays, especially around the 44 interchange. Northbound 67 from Route Z through Route M and Barnhart. Look for a business fire and building fire. Only has 1 lane open, so expect stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 from Broadway through Poplar Street Bridge. Road construction, right lanes closed, causing heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for heavy volume as well. Westbound 64 from 15th into the 5570 merge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect pockets of slow traffic there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the bank into the landing at this hour. Northbound Route 3, that approach onto the Poplar Street Bridge, is slow. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some slowdowns. And also eastbound 70 from 270 in the St. Charles Rock Road, you can expect some delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers, isolated thunderstorms even for throughout the day with a high in the mid-60s this evening. Cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, low around 50. For Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy and becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 50s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 59 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 60 and cloudy skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think vibration in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this be? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this be?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections, recalls, battles in Jefferson City, knockdown dragouts at the Board of Aldermen.
Welcome back to Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up and you need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And don't forget that we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net, as well as lizbrown.com. So you need to check me out at my website. And again, welcome to Eye on the Loo. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and your listening audience.
How are you?
Very well.
Very good. We have a lot of different stuff to talk about, things that are going on out here in the city of St. Louis and the areas all around. We have a new mayor in East St. Louis. Carl Officer lost the election. That was surprising. I think he's going to ask for a recount on the vote. I think, what was it, like 14 votes or something like that?
Yeah, it was very close.
Very close. And it's interesting that that's one of the elections that kind of went under the wire there, that people maybe it's because of the cycle. It's not the same as ours, but a lot of folks didn't pay attention to that one. What kind of change do you think that'll make over there?
It's going to be interesting. It depends on who you talk to in East St. Louis. You know, there are obviously the Parks followers, and then there are the call officer loyalists. I think that there were some positive things that Carl Officer was trying to do, but for some reason could not pull the council together to do it. So it's going to be interesting in terms of control. There are many that feel that the mayor elect actually that his family or his mother will actually be controlling him. Mm-hmm. So it depends on who you talk to in East St. Louis in terms of how things are going. I mean, as the plan that Officer laid out was a very probably good one, but I don't think that he ever got it into effect.
That's going to be something that's interesting to watch, particularly since it was such a close race, and particularly since things always seem so contentious over in East St. Louis. I'd like to talk a little bit about and kind of segue into, after our break, the end of the session here in the state of Missouri. some of the legislation that's going on, some of the battles that are going on, some of the observations that we have about the end of the election, end of the cycle. So how about this? We do this and we come back. Stay with us.
Field person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Hey, St. Louis, this is Sir Stax inviting you to a show called the Gospel Skate Party every Friday night at 10 p.m. It's a program in which I bring you the best in Christian rap, righteous R&G, a taste of that holy hip-hop, etc., etc. It's heard right here on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. Don't forget, the Gospel Skate Party every Friday at 10 p.m. Get your skates on and skate with Sir Stax.
Real life. On the cutting edge, it's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and this is I on the Loo. I'm here with Irene J. Smith, and we're taking a look at, I guess, an end of the session, kind of a bit of a roundup. The session's not quite over. I think they have about 3 weeks left, but we're taking a look at some of the legislation that has been introduced through either through certain committees or through certain individuals. And Irene, do you think it's fair to say that you can kind of get an understanding of the focus of a particular legislator if you look at the legislation that he or she has introduced? Is that fair?
I would think that is, that gives some indication of what their concerns are and what their interests are and what's most important to them.
Okay, so let's start with, I think what I'd like to start with is the a particular committee, because it seems like this particular year in the state of Missouri, we have an extreme focus on education, and not in a good way, but education, period. And I think the one of the best places to get a sense of the focus on education, who's doing the focusing, why they're doing the focusing, and what their plans are with their focus is taking a look at this Special Committee on Urban Education Reforms. And just the name of this and the existence of this says a number of things, doesn't it? This particular committee.
Yes.
What do we know about this committee?
The committee actually was formed for the city of St. Louis. I mean, to deal with education in the city of St. Louis is something that the Republicans formed, basically really hoping to push their voucher piece.
And I guess we need to back up a little bit, because how does a committee become formed, and why is this significant that we have this particular committee with the legislature that we have? With the Republicans?
Well, the Republicans, of course, the Speaker of the House has the authority to establish special committees.
Mm-hmm.
A special committee was established. This committee is a committee on, urban education.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, in a climate in which there's so many issues dealing with the St. Louis Public Schools, particularly in terms of loss of accreditation, and them wanting to impact and determine who controls what in the city of St. Louis relative to education.
And so let's look at some of these, the bills that have come out of this particular committee. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bills to come out of this committee. Anecdotally, it's interesting that we have a House Bill 1281 where we have two sponsors, Rick Stream and a co-sponsor, Rod Jetton. And Rod Jetton is what? He's a speaker, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, he's a speaker. And the name of it is the St. Louis Neighborhood School Improvement Act. How galling is it for these two people that can't even spell St. Louis introducing legislation, that the Speaker of the House is introducing legislation for neighborhood schools in the city of St. Louis? I mean, to me it is colonialistic. And it is, there has to be another reason behind it. There must be some money in this somewhere, somehow.
Of course it is. I mean, look at the money that's in the St. Louis Public Schools. Look at the money that already has been stolen, that was stolen through Roberti when they were in control with all the consultants. And here we have the same situation. Because if they were really interested in dealing with the problems as they exist, as you and Peter have discussed, as you and I have discussed, there is a blueprint for how you improve education. You and Peter were talking yesterday about the school district, and for at this particular moment, I can't recall the district that has a teacher-student ratio of 1 to 10. And they are the only school district that has met all of the, I guess, MAP requirements in the state of Missouri. Why? Because they have low.
The Brentwood School District has 600 students in it in its total. They have classroom sizes of 10 to 11 students per teacher. And as you just said, it's the only district in the state of Missouri that has met all of the requirements that Missouri has set forward that schools are supposed to be met. It's not rocket science.
Right. It's not rocket science. But rather than we do not see the legislature working on those issues that are impacting our children in urban school districts in terms of overcrowding, in terms of lack of a safe environment, outside safe environment, in terms of the social service component, in terms of addressing the children who have lead poisoning. Children who have problems where they don't even have a stable home life, but yet these babies are still coming to school. They're having to move every. We don't see them addressing those issues that impact a child's ability to perform in school. We see them trying to fleece and come up with, in a very paternalistic way, what they deem as a solution without having set foot in the St. Louis public schools.
And the other piece of that also is not only are there, and again, it's not rocket science. There are supports that could be put out there to help babies that and students that have these challenges in life. There are plenty of people that have gone through those challenges because they have the supports within their school district, turned
have
out
succeeded.
Just fine. But the other piece of it is not only are they not providing the supports as they are required to do so. This is not an option. We pay our tax monies to do these things. The other piece of it is that they're using the challenges that these babies face, that these young people face, and punishing the district in two ways. One, not giving the district the resources that they need to address that. And then secondly, factoring those students' transient school life and testing those children the same as the child who has been in the school, one school, the whole year. That child, and other school districts don't do that. They have, like Peter said yesterday, there's a May to May evaluation period. If you're not there in the beginning of May, you're not included in the May testing. The testing that you will be included in is next May, and you have to spend the whole school year at a school. That's logical. That's sensical. But in the state of Missouri, that's not done. So they're using these children to punish others,
right.
And then they're punishing these children. That's profoundly wicked.
Exactly. And overall, punishing the St. Louis Public Schools as an entity,
mm-hmm.
because we have children who are more transient, who are moving. Some of them, I think I was talking to Donna when we were down at City Hall, every 3 months. So then, as Peter indicated yesterday, then it's unfair. You're placing an unfair a burden on the child and of course, a resulting burden on the school district overall.
And punishing everybody,
mm-hmm.
punishing everybody in sight. So it's with that backdrop, I want to take a look at this bill that was introduced by the Speaker of the House, co-sponsored by the Speaker of the House, the St. Louis Neighborhood Schools Improvement Act. Now, if you're going to improve the neighborhoods of St. Louis, one would think that you would talk to some St. Louis people that actually are in that
exactly.
are part of the school district. What this bill would do is it would establish a metropolitan successor district with at least 5 metro districts. The Special Administrative Board of the Transitional District is required to submit a plan by November 2008 for the division of the district into metro districts, which will have most of the powers of the current school district, but will operate for tax purposes under the Governing Council of the Metropolitan Successor District. Each district will be drawn as to have one high school with a feeder middle and elementary school. Hiring in the metro districts will be at the recommendation of the principal from the building to which the employee is assigned with the approval of the superintendent. So just a couple of things. Okay, you're getting rid of unions. You're trying to eliminate unions. And secondly, the governor, a Republican, has appointed a guy from West County who is a building person. He's a building developer person, the largest one in the state, as the CEO to run the City of St. Louis Public Schools. So this bill is directing him, so when you get in there, break this stuff into 8 different districts. And I've heard that the districts will be based upon about 4 wards. So each district will have about 4 wards in it. So how you think that division is going to
work? I mean, we're going to get back to, again, the separate and not equal. Mm-hmm. We're gonna, I mean, that, this is what has happened. These are these specialized school districts that developers have been looking for so that they can play to the people that they want to sell property to. Mm-hmm. That don't be concerned about the St. Louis Public School, because you're going to be in this district and we're going to have...
You won't be part of that St. Louis, right, unaccredited St. Louis district.
Right. You're going to be part of the St. Louis Neighborhood Metropolitan District. And you're going to have more than other folks in other parts of the city. And we've talked about this before. It was almost in anticipation, not having any knowledge at that time that Stream was going to introduce this bill. But it's totally consistent with what, as if though we had a crystal ball.
Well, we will be back. This is Eye on the Loo. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 between Tezon Ferry and 44. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked. That's north of Gravois Road. Expect stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 55 from Route M through Imperial. There's an accident on the ramp to northbound 50 from northbound 55 to Imperial. So look for stop-and-go traffic there as well. Northbound 270 from Olive through Page. Look for an accident. Right lane's blocked. That's at Page. Expect slow traffic there. Eastbound 40 between Highway 141 and Mason. And then again from Broadway through Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy volume going on due to some delays, basically from the rush hour and road construction. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for some slowdowns. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Lindbergh and McKnight. Look for delays in pockets there. Westbound 270 from 367 through Washington Avenue. Traffic is building. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for slowdowns. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Monsanto into the 5570 merge. Look for delays there as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270 is on the move but heavy at this hour. And eastbound 70 from 270 into St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some delays as well. That has been a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, high in the mid-60s. This evening, cloudy, a 30% chance of showers, low around 50. For Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, highs in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 50s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clouds and 60 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. It's Irene J. Smith and Liz Brown, Eye on the Loo, that's up on Riveting Radio. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
In today's world, car theft is all too common. The same goes for license plates and their renewal stickers. Having either one taken is more than just a hassle, it costs you time and money. Now you can protect your property and save money at the same time. The Metropolitan St. Louis Police Department will offer steering wheel clubs and license plate covers to the public at discounted prices. The sale will take place this Saturday, April 28th from 10 until 2 at the North Patrol Division, 4014 North Union Boulevard. The steering wheel clubs come in a variety of colors and styles for $11 each. License plate covers made from durable clear plastic are only $5 per set. As a bonus, the first 50 people that purchase license plate covers will receive a free set of anti-theft fasteners, compliments of AutoZone. So do yourself a favor and spend a little now, or you might spend a lot later. That time again is 10 to 2 this Saturday, April 28th, at the North Patrol Division, 4014 North Union Boulevard, sponsored by the Metropolitan St. Louis Police Department.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown, and I would like to invite you to a grand music extravaganza and CD release. Where at Central VPA High School, May 1st at 9:30 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. The extravaganza will feature the Performing Arts Percussion, Wind, String, and Guitar Ensembles and the Jazz Show Choir, the Glee Club, and last but not least, Dr. Stanley Ingram and the Faculty Jazz Band. Admission, $3 per student per person at 9:30 a.m. and then $5 per person at 7 p.m. The location, 3125 South Kings Highway. For more information, call 771-2772. That's 771-2772. Don't miss it and pick up one of their CDs. You'll love it.
The Struggle for Fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I do want to say that, you know what, we have this wonderful event coming up in May for the CVPA, Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, stepping out their CD release. And we have about, you know what, Howard, I'd like to give away some of these CDs. How about, these are the CD music that has been put together by the babies at the students at Central Visual and Performing Arts High School. They are going to be selling their CD, but I'm going to give away some of them. And I'm going to give them away to the 5th, 6th, and 7th caller at 454-6660. 5th, 6th, and 7th caller at 454-6660. We have some wonderful CDs from the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School CD. It's called Stepping Out to the 5th, 6th, and 7th caller at 454-6660. It's a wonderful CD, wonderful compilation. If you didn't get a chance to get one, go on out and see them on, I believe it's May 1st. You need to take advantage of that. And I'm sure we have a winner just about now. I think we do. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And don't forget that we are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. And you can always pick up an hour if you've missed an hour at whiterosesociety.org. That's the place to go to pick up an hour that you have if you've missed an hour. I believe, Howard, we have a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner. So congratulations to all of you that just won this fabulous, and get off my phone, won this fabulous Central Visual and Performing Arts High School CD, Stepping Out. You can come pick it up at the station here today. Station is located at 265 Union on the 13th floor, 265 Union. And Irene, I wanted to kind of finish up a little bit on this committee that was created, the Special Committee on Urban Education Reform. I'm looking at the different bills that have come out of this committee. We have one that was co-sponsored by Rodney Hubbard, establishing the Milton Friedman Put Parents in Charge education program and authorizes an individual and business tax credit for contributions to certified educational charitable organizations. And then we have the strange one in the Special Committee on is this some kind of joke? Special Committee on Urban Education requires a person adopting a dog or cat to pay a $50 fee, which is refundable when that animal has been spayed or neutered. How did that get into the Special Committee on Urban Education? Is that some kind of joke? How did that get there?
How
was it referred to the Special Committee on Urban Education Reform?
That's a question for the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, isn't it? How did you? Oh, is this some? It's, you think this is funny that you're going to put a dog or cat spayed or neutering bill in the committee, the Special Committee on Urban Education Reform? That's foul, ain't it?
It's funky.
Isn't that foul?
Yep.
And I mean, so that's a question to talk to again the speaker about. Is that some kind of inside joke that in this Special Committee on Urban Education Reform, you can send a bill about dogs and cats being spayed or neutered? How does it normally happen, Irene, with that bills are sent to committees? Aren't they supposed to have something in the that particular connection to that committee?
Normally they do, but as indicated, this.
Well, I mean, so to explain how it is done, like in the Board of Aldermen.
In the Board of Aldermen, the bills, certain bills are assigned to certain public safety. So bills dealing with the police department, the fire department, issues of public safety, the building division would go to public safety committee. Bills dealing with HUD, HUD grants, things of that nature would go to the HUD's committee. But the president of the Board of Aldermen has the authority to establish special committees, mm-hmm. also has the authority to refer bills to committees.
Any committee he wants to.
Right. And unless there's an objection or something from the floor, then that referral, that reference to that committee stands.
So it comes from the authority of the Speaker of the House to send a bill anywhere he or she wants to send it.
That's my understanding.
Okay. So then that makes this particularly foul that you would send a bill about spaying your dog and cat to the Special Committee on Urban Education Reform. And let's talk about this other bill, this Betty L. Thompson Scholarship Program that was House Bill 808. It did not pass. It was co-sponsored again by Rodney Hubbard, sponsored by Carl Bearden, a Republican. And we have a vote count here that there were 62 yeses and 96 noes.
That's right.
So it was defeated.
Yes.
And this is a familiar bill.
It was interesting because I need to double check who that present vote was, but I was told that it was Connie Johnson.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was told.
And I was just wondering why there was an abstention on mm-hmm. that.
And we also have another bill, a Missouri Preschool Plus Grant Program as a pilot to serve up to 5,000 students in early childhood education. We get back to the politicalness of this. We have another bill authorizing community improvement districts that are political districts to sponsor and operate a polytechnic institute for science and technology within an authorizing city or county. Then we get to the bill sponsored by that would be Talib El Amin, the Metropolitan School District Improvement Act. And then finally we have the St. Louis Neighborhood Schools Improvement Act. Those are the bills that came out of this, that were assigned to this committee this year. And, you know, I think it just really is revealing when you look at the specialness of this particular committee. It's the only committee where there is a Democratic chair And it's only, and I believe that Talib is the co-chair, Talib El-Amin is the co-chair of this committee as well. So we have, it's, so this, it's unique in
the
two
ways.
Vice chair, that's right. The vice chair of the committee. So we have two unique things. It's the only committee in the house, in the House that is headed by a Democrat. It's the only committee in the House that's headed by a person of African descent. It's the only committee in the House that is headed by a person from the city of St. Louis. Both people are from the city of St. Louis.
Right. I mean, and let's be honest. This committee was set up, this special committee on urban education reform, was set up really to do the bidding of the Republicans under a Democratic front. Mm-hmm. To do their bidding on how they would like to see the structure of education in the city of St. Louis. And it is to do the bidding, it was set up to do the bidding of creating an atmosphere where vouchers and tax credits
and the destruction of the
St. Louis public schools could happen.
Could take place, right.
Could take place. And then you have Rodney Hubbard, state rep from the city of St. Louis, and Talib El-Amin, the state rep from the city of St. Louis, actually becoming co-conspirators with the Republicans to assist and destroy public education in the city of St. Louis.
And again, if we're talking about public education, you're introducing bills, one would think that the responsible way of doing this would be to have communications with the place of the entity that you may, and these are sweeping changes. We're not
right.
talking about little minute changes. We're not talking about, you know, a little fixing here, a little fixing there. We're talking about sweeping changes. And particularly in a community where over 1,200 people showed up to show their opposition to the state takeover. So clearly there is community
interest in
this issue. So it is remarkable to me that we have particularly a new legislator like a Talib El-Amin that has not had, and correct me because that's your state representative. And
that's the state rep of the 57th district.
Right, mm-hmm. And it's your state representative. And
that's the state rep of the 57th district.
That is not your state rep.
I live in the 57th district.
Okay, all
that's
right.
The state rep of the 57th district.
Okay, all right. Well, I just want to be clear because the reason I'm was trying to make that distinction.
And I say that, Liz, the way I said it because I feel like I don't have a state rep because issues that are pertinent to my community are not being addressed by my state rep.
And the question that I was going to ask you, the reason why I was trying to make that clear is because I wanted to ask the question, have there been any community meetings by this brand new elected state rep?
There have not been any.
None.
There has not been a meeting, and he's also the committee man. There has not been a single meeting since the month before the election.
As a committee man and as a state rep?
No meetings have been called, at least none that I've received any notice, and I'm out in the ward all the time, and none that anyone has told me about. But this is something that will impact our entire community. So I think that those who introduced legislation like this were duty bound to call a community meeting.
Just at least call it in your own ward.
I mean, call it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Eye on the Loose. Stay with me. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else indeed. You know what? I just love this Sears located at Union and Natural Bridge. Why?
Because they have great deals like this wonderful, wonderful sale that's going on this weekend. 20% off of all Kenmore appliances. What a sweet, sweet, sweet deal. You need to get down there. And to sweeten the pot and to make it real, why we love this Sears, there's going to be a barbecue on the lot this weekend too. So you can get good eats and good deals. It doesn't get any better. Get on down to Sears this weekend. Take advantage of the 20% off. Great sale going on there. And tell them I told you to.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Welcome back to the Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown, and congratulations to our winners, Cornell, Sophia, and Karen. Congratulations to our winners on these CDs for the Central Visual and Performing Arts High School CDs. However, I do want you to know that you need to pick up your CDs before by Friday, because otherwise we're going to give them away. We're going to give them away, so we need you to come down and pick up your CDs. Let me get to a caller or two on the line here. Martha.
Oh, good morning. How are you both?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And she is correct. We have not had a meeting. And I have discussed this and very concerned, because before the election, we were having meetings. Haven't had one since. This is a big concern.
And have you talked?
Martha, let me
ask the question. Have you talked to Talib El-Amin about the fact that there have been no meetings?
Yes, directly.
All right.
Directly.
And what were you told?
Well, things have been coming up, and they've been having some sickness in the family. And I told him that I had been seeing him, sorry about the sickness, but I seen him with the photo op about the highway and sickle cell and kidney and all that. But before, we always had meetings, and it's just not right.
And thank you for that, Martha. Thank you so much for that. And Irene, this gets to the issue that, you know, some folks don't like to talk about, but it was an issue that I know that I brought up, and I know, and I believe that you and I talked about this. Yeah, well, I know we talked about this. The concern that we had about when Yaphet and Talib were running for, she was running for the Senate, he was running for the House, and that she's the committee woman and he's the committee man. And the concern that was articulated was, is that when you have all of these offices, when a sickness occurs in your family,
exactly,
then we're politically wiped out.
Right.
We're politically wiped out, because one illness, God forbid, then you can't make it to a Senate hearing. You can't make it to a rep meeting. You can't set up a meeting for your community. You don't have time for that, because your whole family is focused on your family's business.
Exactly.
And therein lies the problem again. There is Talib as a state rep and Talib as the committee person. And and no meetings. The excuse that's being given is family illness. Well, then maybe we should revisit this conversation about having one person in charge of all of these seats, because how does it serve the community?
It doesn't serve the community. None of us are insulated from family tragedies. All of us have had family tragedies, have had sicknesses, illnesses, emergencies. And so we certainly understand that, and we know that even though you're elected official, family comes first. But just as I indicated when we were talking about this, and we talked about it numerous times during the campaign, my concern as living in the district and the ward that they represent is that to have all of that in one household was problematic, not just for that reason, but for other reasons as well. And so, as you see, it has not benefited the 57th district, nor has it benefited the first ward by having the committee woman and the committee man to be part of one household, and the state rep for the 57th district to also be part of that same household. It has not benefited the community. And when you look at the legislation that has been introduced by the state rep for the 57th district, it has not been legislation that addresses the issues that are issues that exist in our community. For an example, we have problems with respect to structured recreational activities for our young people. I don't see one bit of legislation that's been introduced to address this. We have a problem in our entire city with crime. We have babies, you know, the area that we live in and that he represents. We have children who are being killed. And I don't see anything addressing that.
Let's be fair. One of the bills that Talib has introduced, he wants to put people to have special licenses or special rules in place if they want to buy a whole lot of baking soda.
I didn't know there was a whole lot.
Well, baking soda, that's one of the bills that he introduced, I guess, because meth requires a whole lot of cold remedies and using over-the-counter drugs like that. So he said, well, crack is made with baking soda, so anybody that buys a lot of baking soda from Walgreens, then they should have to, maybe they should put baking soda behind special counters as well.
And that you're speaking of House Bill 1189, which requires baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, commonly called baking soda, to be kept behind a pharmacy or a checkout counter, and requires any person selling it to keep a log of each transaction.
Now, they don't even do that. They don't do that with selling cold medicine. So now you want to create a burden on everybody for baking soda. For baking soda. I use baking soda to clean. I buy large quantities of baking soda because it's a great cleaning product. It's better than Comex because it is not as abrasive as Comex. So now I would have to be on a list because I bought due to Talib. I mean, that's the type of legislation that Talib has introduced. And I'm asking as a citizen in the 57th district, how does that affect you? Is that something that changes your world in any way?
It doesn't, and I don't think it's going to impact. And if you really follow what's going on with respect to drugs in the community, certainly crack certainly is still out there. But there are more rising drugs, like how cheap you can acquire heroin now. Heroin is becoming very, very prevalent in our community. But you would get away from even these types of criticism if you would have town hall meetings mm-hmm. to keep your constituents up to date on what you are doing, why you are doing it, then you would be there to address these concerns. But we have heard nothing.
And the wonderful thing about politics and elections is the good thing about the state reps position is that they come up for elections every 2 years. And this particular year is the election also for the committeemen.
Right.
So the 2008 presidential election that is going to be very, very hot is also a great opportunity that people need to start thinking right now. thinking ahead, thinking forward. What do you do in the first ward where you have a committee man that's not having any meetings, when you have a committee man that is a state rep that's not having any meetings? And this is for every ward out there, every even ward will be coming up for committee people in 2008.
Now, every ward in the city will be coming up for the committee races.
Really?
Not
okay.
All the committee races are at the same time. And let's keep in mind, it is not just the responsibility of the committee man. Mm-hmm. To call meetings. I mean, this is a joint responsibility of the committee people to call meetings as well. But specifically, since we're talking about legislation, it would be in the best interest of the legislator to have town hall meetings, or to at least appear at meetings where he would have an opportunity to explain the legislation that he is introducing. But when you don't have meetings until you're running for office, then this is what you get.
And I heard that MCU has put together a series of talking to legislators.
Exactly.
And I know that Talib has either been invited and has said that he was going to go, or is going to be part of that legislative conversation. So you can go and talk legislatively to another entity, but you can't have a meeting in your own ward.
Of which probably there may be few of the churches in your own district that even belong to MCU.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's important that you have meetings, you have forums to discuss this. And what people are, saying increasingly is like, well, the only time the Elamines have meetings is when it's an election time.
Mm. Well, that's going to bring to the end another episode of Eye on the Loo. And Irene J. Smith, I want to thank you so much. And
thank
see you same
for
time.
Having me.
Same time, same place next week.
All righty.
All right. We'll be back with, of course, Justice for Reggie and Jamala Rogers. Stay with us.
More people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. You're probably paying attention to Wall Street today after yesterday's record close for the Dow above 13,000. Where do stocks go from here? ABC News business correspondent Betsy Stark checks it out.
The early signs are we might see a little pop at the opening bell. Investors should wake up this morning feeling a little richer. This run to 13,000 has really caught the experts off guard. Many did not think the Dow could be breaking records at a time when the economy is slowed down, hurt by that housing slump, and of course high gas prices. What they didn't count on is that corporate profits would be a very pleasant surprise. How those numbers continue to come in is likely to determine where stocks go from here. After the closing bell yesterday, Apple reported blowout numbers, still selling a lot of iPods.
The opening bell less than a half an hour away. The House signed off on it. Today the Senate takes up a bill to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan if and only if the troops begin to come home this fall.
He's only vetoed one piece of legislation before this, but both Democrats and Republicans here at the Capitol expect the president to make this one number two, carrying out his promise to block any legislation with a timetable for troop withdrawal. The bill originally passed the Senate 51-47, a similar narrow victory expected later today.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol. At least 10 Iraqi soldiers were killed in a suicide bombing in the Diyala province. Same place 9 U.S. troops died earlier this week. There's no claim of responsibility. John McCain is running for president. At least he is now officially. The Arizona Republican was asked why try again at age 70.
To make things different, to make government work better, to eliminate waste, to reform Social Security, take on the hard things, not the easy things.
The race for the White House started earlier than ever this time around, so it might not come as a shock to you that the first debate is also going to be early. In fact, it's going to be held tonight. 8 Democrats will face off at South Carolina State University. This is ABC News.
Whoa,
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time professional-looking documents. And WorkLife Rewards members receive 15% back on qualified design, print, and ship depot purchases. Just bring us your document or go online at officedepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand. Minimum purchase spend required. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Just a coffee for me, thanks.
So,
yes,
we pulled up that old carpet last weekend.
Oh, yes, and?
You'll never guess what was under it.
Gorgeous hardwood?
No.
Oh.
But we're getting some.
Right now, get a free flooring measure up to a $50 value on any hardwood carpet or tile. Plus, get 15% off all in-stock hardwood flooring only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through May 2nd in U.S. only. See store for details.
A new look at marijuana could send some theories about what the drug can and can't do to your body up in smoke. Here's ABC's Richard Cantu.
The White House National Institute for Drug Abuse says the pot being sold today has never been stronger. After analyzing seized samples, researchers at the University of Mississippi's Marijuana Potency Project asserted that average levels of THC, the psychoactive compound that produces marijuana's high, have risen to 8.5%. The government has been putting out these strongest pot ever reports since 1988, when it said THC concentration was under 4%. The White House says instances of medical emergencies involving pot are rising and laments that adults aren't taking this seriously. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We are thrilled to report that Regis came through his surgery with flying colors.
And Kelly Ripa's other half is back today. Regis Philbin returns to the daytime talk show live after an extended break to have heart surgery. They're throwing a big low cholesterol party today. Even late night's David Letterman is planning to show up. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burns-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a man has been hospitalized after being struck by lightning in University City. 25-year-old Joshua Reed was hit while standing near a tree in the University Heights subdivision on Tuesday night. At least two large trees were damaged by the lightning strike. Rescue crews transported Reed to Barnes Jewish Hospital. He is currently in critical condition. St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke has resigned from a local hospital board. Burke made the move in protest of rock singer Sheryl Crow's upcoming performance to support the Bob Costas Cancer Center at Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. Burke said yesterday that Crow promotes moral evils in reference to her support for embryonic stem cell research and abortion rights. Burke resigned from the Hospital Foundation's board earlier this week and said that Catholics, even those who have already bought tickets to the show, should reconsider attending. Finally this hour, Albert Pujols drove in the game-winning run last night as the Cardinals defeated the Cincinnati Reds 5-2 at Busch Stadium. Pujols hit the tie-breaking two-run double in the eighth inning off Kirk Sarluz. He has the game-winning RBI in three of the Redbirds' last four wins. Braden Looper had a quality start, allowing a run on three hits in seven innings. Randy Flores picked up the win in relief, and Jason Isringhausen notched his fifth save of the season. The Cards wrap up the series against the Reds this afternoon as Randy Kiesler takes the mound for St. Louis. Game time is 12:10. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and 44. There's a lot of problems on northbound 270. Stop-and-go traffic between Tesson Ferry and 44 due to an accident cleared north of Gravois. Also northbound 270 between Manchester and Ladue. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident that's been cleared near Ladue. It was in the left lane, so expect some delays. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and 170. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked us at Big Bend. Heavy volume going on because of that. Southbound 270 between St. Charles Rock Road and Page. There's an accident in opposing lanes, and you've got a bunch of onlookers that are slowing down and take a look. Eastbound 40 between Broadway and Poplar. Look for road construction causing heavy volume. Right lanes closed there. Westbound 64 from 15th into the 5570 merge. That traffic's easing. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for heavy volume again in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns this hour. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is blocked at the top of the ramp due to slow traffic. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some slowdowns as you get on the 270 exchange. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, mostly cloudy skies. Chance of showers throughout the day with a high in the mid-60s this evening. Cloudy, a chance of showers with a low around 50, high in the upper 60s.